在聚会开始之前，我们一起低头默祷，预备心。
People are servants, let's bow our heads and pray in silence.
阿们。现在奉主耶稣圣名，开始我们今天的安息日聚会。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we commence the Sabbath service.
我们请唱诗131首。
And sing him together 131.
聚会。
Now, I'd like to pray together. We ask the Lord to guide the service.
祈求主耶稣，让我们能够在生活上的各方面都能够有从神来的真理的观念。
And we ask our Lord to grant us this concept of truth in every aspect of our life.
今天早上要来谈我们基督徒的婚姻的观念，我们祈求主耶稣带领我们。
And this morning, I'd like to study the concept of the marriage, a Christian marriage, and ask the Lord to lead us.
我们现在一起来同心祷告。
Let's pray in one accord.
喜乐读教会弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Peace to all my brothers and sisters.
感谢神，今天是安息圣日。
Thank the Lord that today is the Holy Sabbath.
我们一起聚集在这里，一起来领受神的信息。
We have gathered here together to receive His message.
小丽过去的这十天左右呢，到被林总安排到南美洲去访问一些信徒。
Just the past 10 days, I was assigned by the IA to visit the members in South America.
小丽到厄瓜多去四个地方，到那里去访问我们在那里的从中国来的信徒。
I visited four different places in Ecuador, visited the members from mainland China.
那在这个国家呢，他们分散在四个城市。
And in this country, the members are scattered in four different cities.
从最冷的地方到最热的地方。
From the coldest place to the hottest place.
那在这四个地方呢，我们大概有十多位的信徒。
In these four different regions, we have about 10 some members.
那在每个地方都有一些他们的朋友和亲戚还没有信主，所以也有十多位的慕道者。
In all the different regions, they have friends and families who have not yet believed, so there are many truth seekers as well.
那在这个访问过程当中呢，看到有一些基督徒的现象，就是我们信徒的一些现象。
Yeah, so in my visitation trip, I have seen some phenomena, occurrences amongst the members.
那最大的感受就是婚姻非常的重要。
And one of my greatest impression was that marriage is indeed very important.
如果一个姐妹嫁了一个先生是没有信主的
，If a sister marries a husband who is an unbeliever,
那这个姐妹注定要受苦。
And the sister is destined to suffer.
那很多时候，她这个苦是自己找来的。
But many times the suffering was brought about by herself.
等到她发现她已经很苦，但已经太晚了。
Until when she realized that she is in suffering, it would already be too late.
那所以又刚好我们总会教牧处呢，他每一季呢都安排传道者要分享一个有关于婚姻的道理，跟大家来互相勉励。
It just so happened that USGA assigns that the preacher will speak about marriage, at a designated month.
这是第二季，所以小丽想要今天用这个机会跟大家来查考这个基督徒的婚姻观。
We're in the second quarter, so today I'd like to use this topic, marriage, Christian marriage, to share with you about the concept of a Christian marriage.
我们在厄瓜多这些信徒这些家庭呢？有很多家庭是太太是主内的姐妹，但是先生是没有信的。
The families in Ecuador, many of their, some of their sisters, many of the wives are sisters, and their husbands are unbelievers.
那这些姐妹呢，基本上她们有苦难言呢。
We can say the sisters have their sufferings that are unspeakable.
小弟去那边跟他们在一起的几天就觉得很苦了，何况说他们是每一天都生活在一起。
And just a few days, the short few days I spent with them already felt their suffering. Needless to say, every day that's a life they need to live.
你在聚会的时候，这些没有信主的人可以在你面前抽烟呢。
And during services, the unbelievers they may even smoke right in front of you.
那在吃饭的时候，他们可以邀请你喝酒。
And during supper times, they may invite you to drink alcohol.
那他们的 讲话言谈举止呢，基本上就是呢，非常的让你很不舒服。
The way they talk, the way they act, just makes you feel very uncomfortable.
但是你又不能说什么。
But you cannot say anything to them.
因为他们不是主内的弟兄。
Because they're not brothers in Christ.
这是他们的自由。
This is their freedom.
他们如果不尊重你的话，你也没办法。
There's nothing you can do if they choose not to respect you.
那可是这些姐妹，他们是每一天跟他们生活在一起。
But for our sister, they live with their husbands every day.
他们曾经很努力的想要改变他们这些先生，可是也没有办法。
And once they try very hard to transform, change their husband, but they cannot.
那当然，这些姐妹有的是后来才信主的。
Now we know some of the sisters they later came to believe.
可是好多好多的情形是，他们在结婚之前就已经知道他们的先生即将结婚，这个先生是不信耶稣的人。
But many of the cases that those sisters before marriage already knew that their husband were unbelievers.
啊，结果他们还是嫁了。
Yet they still chose to marry them.
啊，等到后来发现说，哎呀，生活真的很不一样的时候。
It was until after marriage they realized their life was indeed too different.
只有两条路可以走。
There are only two ways to take.
第一条路你就是跟他们一样。
And first is to just become just like them.
那第二条呢，就是心里面很痛苦，一直为他们祷告，可是似乎也没有办法改变什么。
And the second thing is you can only pray for them, though your heart is saddened and there's nothing you can do about it.
除非神真的感动，能够改变他们。
Unless God truly moves them and changes them.
那所以我们要来很慎重的来思考，我们做一个主耶稣的门徒，我们对于婚姻的看法。
And therefore, today we'd like to take a serious time and think about our concept toward a Christian marriage.
婚姻不像是商品，可以说试用一下哈，觉得不合适再换一个。
You know, marriage is not like a merchandise where you may try it out for a period of time and exchange it or trade it.
婚姻是终身大事。
And marriage is a lifetime matter.
所以一决定之后，它就会决定我们一生的幸福是幸福还是不幸福了。
Therefore, once you have decided this marriage, it will determine whether you will live a happy life or an unhappy life for the rest of your.
结婚也不可以先试试看说，说哦，这个跟这个人生活看看好不好，以后再决定要不要结婚。
In the marriage, you cannot try out first whether or not you get along with this person and decide whether you marry them.
所以婚姻不可以试用，不可以先试试看。
Therefore, you cannot test out this marriage first.
婚姻不可以走进去了之后再换一个。
You cannot step into marriage and decide to change another person.
所以在走入婚姻之前，一定要非常的慎重，对圣经的教导要很明确的观念。
Therefore, you must have a clear understanding of the biblical truth and take this matter seriously before stepping into marriage.
那我们已经结婚的同龄们也可以借此再一次的来思考。婚姻带给我们的恩典跟改变。
For the brethren who are already married, we can once again use this time to meditate upon the grace and blessing marriage has brought upon us.
让我们从圣经里面学习怎么样让婚姻更美满。
So we can learn through the Bible as to how we may make our marriage more sweet.
我们都知道婚姻是从神来的。
We know marriage comes from God.
婚姻既然是神所设立的，神就赋给婚姻有意义的。
And since marriage was instituted by God, therefore there is a meaning behind it.
所以婚姻的第一个意义其实就是在创世纪第二章十八节主耶稣神所说的。
Therefore the first purpose behind marriage was set by the Lord in Genesis chapter 2.
我们请看创世纪二章十八节。
Let's turn to book of Genesis chapter 2 verse 18.
我们谈到婚姻的时候一定会提到这一节。
Whenever we speak of marriage, we will refer to this verse.
因为这是神设立婚姻的最开始的原因。
This is the very beginning, the initial purpose for Lord God to establish marriage.
就是主神说，那人独居不好，我要为他造一个配偶帮助他。
The Lord God said, it is not good for the man to be alone. I will make a helper suitable for him.
这就是神了解亚当自己一个人独居不好。
God understood that it was not good for Adam to live alone.
所以他为他要造一个配偶来成为他的帮助者。
Therefore, God was to make a helper for him.
那这个夏娃就是女人被造，本身就是一项很关键的道理，是一个奥秘啊。
And the creation of this woman, Eve itself, is a mysterious truth.
为什么是从这个亚当的肋骨拿出来？把它造成了一个女人呢。
Why was this woman taken out and made from the rib of Adam?
这是在耶稣基督来到这个世界之后，我们人才能够了解的真理。
And this was a truth that could only be understood after our Lord Jesus Christ came into this world.
所以就以前的旧约时代人来说， 他们绝对不能了解为什么女人是从男人肋旁里面拿出来造出来。
Therefore, for those living in the Old Testament, they could never understand why the woman was made from the rib taken out of the man.
即使他们可以了解，也只是模模糊糊的。
Even if they could understand, it was very vague.
但是今天对我们来说，我们在主耶稣基督的救恩里面，我们就已经明白这项奥秘了。
But for us today, living under the grace of Lord Jesus, we know this is a mystery.
因为这是跟救恩有关系的。
Because it has direct relationship with salvation.
所以为什么后来圣经里面会提到说，夫妻的关系跟基督跟教会的关系是一个极大的奥秘。
This is why later in the Bible mentions that the relationship between a husband and wife is just like in a relationship, a mysterious relationship between the God and church.
所以婚姻的道理本身跟救恩有关系。
And so the message teaching of marriage has to do with salvation.
你看神他并不是从尘土里面另外造一个夏娃。
We can see God did not make Eve out of dust.
为什么？
Why is that?
因为如果神另外从尘土造一个跟亚当一模一样的人。
Because if God had created Eve, another person out of dust, just like Adam.
那这样亚当只是会把他当作一个独立的个体，跟他是没有关系的。
And by that, Adam may have only treated this person as another individual.
那这样子，两个人永远没办法合在一起的。
By that, the two of them will never be able to unite as one.
因为你是你，我是我啊。
Because you are me, you are you, and I am I.
所以你看，神他觉得亚当独居不好的时候，他是让他沉睡。
So when God fell, it was not good for Adam to live alone. He allowed him to fall into deep sleep.
然后取出他的肋骨，造出一个跟他一样的。
And he took out his rib and made a person likened to him.
是亚当可以当亚当的同伴。
And so she could become Adam's helper.
你看亚当他在神所安置的乐园里面。他为很多动物命名，做很多工作。
We can see while Adam lived in the Garden of Eden, he named all the animals and did many other work.
每一个动物从他眼前经过的时候，他没有看到任何一个动物是跟他一样的。
And when all the animals went past him, he did not see any animal that was the same.
所以你看，神让他沉睡之后，他都从他的肋骨造出了一个人，把他带到亚当面前来。
When God allowed him to fall deep asleep, he brought this woman.He created this woman out of the rib and brought before him.
当亚当一睁开眼睛看到这个在他眼前跟他长得一样的这个人以后，
After Adam opened up his eyes and saw this woman who is exactly like him,
他马上的可以了解说他是他自己的一部分呢。
He could understand immediately that she was a part of him.
所以二章的第二十三节，那人就说了，就是亚当说的，这是我骨中的骨，肉中的肉。可以称她为女人，因为她是从男人身上取出来的。
Verse 23 says, "A man said, 'This is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman, for she was taken out of man.'"
所以，从就亚当来说，他看到的是这一个在他眼前的这个比他还精细的这个人，是他身体的一部分呢。
For Adam speaking, he saw this even more. This woman who was a part of him.
所以，这个女人是这个女人这个概念是亚当。取的了。
So this concept of woman was brought about by Adam.
因为这是亚当看到这个在他面前这个人的第一个反应，他给他取的名字。他说，因为这是骨人从男人身上取出来的骨中骨，肉中肉。
This is the initial response by Adam when he saw this woman that this is a bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh.
他是从男人身上取出来的。
And for she was taken out of man.
所以这是神的另外一项杰作。
So this was another doing of God.
那这个部分呢，就让我们可以看到神他当初这个很奇妙的作为是隐藏在后面的意义的。
And so from this miraculous doing, we can see the mystery behind God's doing.
这个其实在讲以后的救恩的事情。
And this is speaking about the salvation to come.
那这个就是，但是神当初对亚当来说，他并没有跟他说我以后要什么。大计划
But in the beginning, God never told Adam that he will have a great plan in the future.
一开始的原因就是因为觉得亚当一个人独居不好。
The very initial purpose is because he felt it was not good for Adam to live alone.
所以神用这个很奇妙的创造给他造出了一个帮助者来了。
So God utilizes amazing creation to create for him a helper.
那从此两个人就比一个人好了。
Therefore, from now on, it was better for it to have two
than one. 就是就外表来说，他们是两个个体。
So physically speaking, they were two individuals.
所以你看传道书第四章，我们都很熟悉的，说两个人比一个人好，一个人睡觉不会暖，但是两个人睡觉就会温暖。
Well, very familiar with Ecclesiastes, it says it is better to be two than one.
但其实上， 他们基本上是合一的，是 从一个源头出来的。
But the truth is, they were one, for they came from the same source.
所以婚姻的第一个意义是，神认为人独居不好，说要配偶。
So the first purpose of marriage is that God felt it was not good for men to be alone, therefore they created a spouse for them.
那这个帮助者是要帮助他们在哪些方面帮助得帮助呢
？So being a helper, what kind of aspect should this helper help them with?
其实得帮助就是在神创造人的时候，给人赋给的那个生命的传承的时候，这个帮助者就是一个关键。
And in fact, this helper plays a key role in the key of passing down or this inheritance.
因为在创世纪第一章的第二十八节。
Therefore, in Genesis chapter 1, verse 28.
创世纪一章的二十八节。
Genesis chapter 1, verse 28.
神就赐福给他们，对他们说，要生养众多，遍满地面，治理这地。也要管理海里的鱼、空中的鸟和地上各样行动的活物。
And God blessed them and said to them, "Be fruitful and increase in number, fill the earth and subdue it."
那所以你看，他说要生养众多，对人来说的一个使命就是要生养众多。
So one of the commission to men is to be fruitful and multiply in number.
要生养后代，一定要有帮助者。
In order to produce the next generation, you must have a helper.
所以以前。这是我们最近才有的概念，以前哪有那个自己一个人可以产生一个后代的。
And therefore, this is a modern concept. In the ancient time, you cannot produce a generation by yourself.
现在的人说可以 clone 嘛，就可以复制人了。
But we know today's technology, you're able to clone a person.
动物也可以复制了，你的宠物的狗啊，你可以把它再造一只一样的。
And you can clone your pet.
但是就人来说，这件事情是不被允许的。
But speaking to a mankind, this is something not allowed.
所以就以前的世代人来说，他们怎么想也没办法想到说，只有自己一个人可以产生另外一个跟他一样的人呢、啊。
Therefore, for the people in the ancient time, never did they imagine that by a person themselves can produce a generation.
所以你看，神给造人的时候，就给他一个可以生养后代的机制。
Therefore, when God created man, He allowed them to have this intelligence of being able to reproduce.
那这一个使命一定要一个。配偶来帮助的。
And they must have a helper or a spouse in order to fulfill this commission.
所以你看，神设立婚姻以后，接下去给婚姻给了一个使命。
After God established marriage, He gave this marriage a command.
就是要生养敬虔的后代。
And that is to produce a godly generation.
这也成为婚姻的第一个意义，第二个意义。
That also became the second purpose to marriage.
如果我们看马拉基书第二章。
If we turn to the book of Malachi, chapter 2.
马拉基书第二章。
Book of Malachi, chapter 2.
二章的第十五节。
Chapter 2, verse 15.
马拉基书二章十五节。
Malachi, chapter 2, verse 15.
虽然神有灵的余力能造多人，他不是单造一人吗？为何只造一人呢？乃是他愿人得虔诚的后裔，所以当谨守你们的心，谁也不可以诡诈待幼年所娶的妻。
And has not the Lord made them one? In flesh and spirit they are his, and why one? Because he was seeking godly offspring, so guard yourself in the spirit and do not break faith with the wife of your youth.
那这里特别提到说要产生敬虔后裔的观念。
Here says the concept of producing a godly offspring.
神从一本造出万族的人呢。
And from one person, God has created many nations.
那就是亚当被造之后，神造了一个配偶来帮助他，开始生养后代。
After the creation of Adam, God created another spouse and helper in order for him to produce generations.
所以你看。神祝福他们。
We can see that God blessed them.
在创世纪一开始的时候，他说神祝福这些他所创造的人，让他们可以生养后代。
In the beginning, in Genesis, it says God blessed those people so they may have, they have an offspring.
那这个后代是要敬畏神的。
And this offspring must be a godly offspring.
让他们的生命可以延续。
So that their life may be lengthened.
你看
passed down.
圣经里面有提到一个观念，说君王的荣耀在乎民多。
Yeah, so there's a concept in the Bible that the glory of the king lies in the number of its people.
今天如果一个国度很荣耀，但是他人民很少，其实基本上也强不起来。
And so if the kingdom is glorious, yet have a very few number of people, then it is very hard for it to become strong.
你看我们这个造物的神是一个荣耀的神。
You look at the creator of this universe, God is a glorious God.
你看我们现在看到这个宇宙，每一个物种啊。
When we look at all the creatures in this universe,
每一种 动物、活物都有很多很多种。
Each of the living things have many different species.
你光是看一只蚂蚁啊
，simply by looking an ant，
或是看一只蚊子啊
，or a mosquito，
它在世界上就有很多很多种类。
And there are many species to these species.
每一种物种都很多很多。
And many of the living creatures have many different species.
但是现在当时候神所造的人唯独一个。
But during that time, God only created one human being.
那就是要从这个人里面去去繁衍很多的后代，生养众多。
It was from this very one single man that many offspring will come from him.
然后要遍满地面。
And they shall fill the earth.
你看，我们今天有时候聚集，我们说一百个人在教会堂里面就觉得很多人了。
For example, today we may say 100 people gathering here may seem like a lot of people.
但是这一百人如果把它分散在喜悦都这个城市里面，我们可能找老半天也找不到一个。
But if you are to scatter these 100 people within the city of Cerritos, you might not be able to find them at all.
你看，从飞机上看下来，这么广阔土地啊，你要找一个人，你找不到啊。
If you look down from the airplane, it is very hard to find a single human being.
其实，真的宇宙大到我们没办法想象。
And truly, now the universe is so vast to the point that it is beyond our imagination.
光是这个土地，这个地球，我们就觉得很大了。
Speaking of this world, this earth alone, it is too great already.
今天在这个山里面，你如果把一个人在山里面迷失了，你找很多很多时候你找不到一个人。
If a person gets lost in the mountain, then you cannot find them at all.
那所以其实神他为什么说要让人得虔诚的后裔，要遍满地面。
So the question is, why did God say that men must have godly offspring to fill the earth?
这是神的旨意。
And that is the will of God.
所以今天神也要求他的选民呢，应该是要这个生命要一直延续下去。
This is why today God also wills and that the chosen people would pass down their offspring.
那其实你看，婚姻第二个意义里面就是要产生敬虔的后代。
And the second purpose to marriage is to produce godly offspring.
我们今天如果一个敬畏神的每一个家庭，
And for all the families, if today we are God-fearing,
如果我们都有敬虔的后代，
If we all have godly generations,
我们教会的信徒数一定不会减少。
And the membership in our church will never decrease.
只要每一个家庭的每一个后代都能够保守在教会里面。
As long as each one of the members, all the children may be kept within the church.
有时候你教会都不要去传福音，你人数自然就会增长。
And even for the church, if you don't go out to preach, the membership may still increase.
你自己生就很多人了。
And by giving children yourself, there will be many people.
有时候我们就看到一个地方如果家族很大的话，一个家族就是一个教会。
So when we see different places, they have a big family. That family makes up the church.
我们在 Colorado 有一个家庭，他们生了现在是几个孩子？七个孩子。
So we have a family in Colorado now. Their family has at least 7 children.
我们就想说，如果这七个孩子都是在主里面很热心的话
，And we think if all those 7 children grow up fervently within God.
其实很快，他十几年之后，这些孩子都长大。
And very rapidly, within 10-some years, all the children will be grown up.
这个孩子如果好好的教育他们将来就是可以参与圣工的工作人员。
If you educate them well, then they will become workers for the church of God.
那个其实教会绝对不会缺人呢。
And with that, the church will never lack any members.
但是如果这些家庭他的孩子没有办法在主里面的话，
However, if the children of those family are not able to be grown up,
那如果你只是有一个名册上有名字，但是他实际上没有来教会聚会，是迷失的，那其实当然教会人数就不会增长。
If only their names on the directory, yet they are lost, and the membership in the church will never grow.
所以其实我们今天神给婚姻就是赋给他生养后代的这个使命。
And therefore, God instituted marriage with a commission to reproduce and to be fruitful and multiply.
所以现在有很多的年轻人说，那结婚之后不要生孩子了。
Therefore, today many young people say after marriage they do not want to have any kids.
但其实不生孩子，如果是为了福音的缘故，就像保罗一样。
And if you choose not to have any children for the sake of gospel, just like Paul,
就是为了要能够专心的传福音呢，
so that you may devote on the work of preaching the gospel and to work for him.
那其实也是每一个人的选择。
And that is all of our individual choices.
但是如果是为了要享受生活，
But if you choose not to have children because you want to enjoy your own life,
那觉得我不要孩子，免得有这个负担。
So I don't want any children to create more burdens for myself.
那其实严格说来是不合神的旨意的。
Strictly speaking, that is not according to the will of God.
因为信仰 信仰的生命要延续下去。
Because you must be able to pass down this life of faith.
我们一定要建敬虔的后代。
And by that, you need to have a godly generation.
小弟在各个地方去，发现一个事实。
In all the places I travel to, I realize this truth.
有一些地方的工作能够比较稳固的发展。
Many of the holy work in several places are able to develop very steadily.
是因为在那个地方有一些从小真的就在教会里面长大。被培养起来的工人。
Because in those regions they have workers who were brought up in church.
我们说有时候老信徒其实蛮宝贵的。
And this is why we say sometimes the old members or those who were born in church are indeed precious.
因为他从小在教会长大，他知道教会里面的道理。
Because they were brought up in church, they know of all the teachings in church.
他很多的观念其实跟教会是一致的，虽然有时候信心比较软弱。
And even though sometimes they may fall weak in faith, but their teachings concepts are one with the church.
但是他基本上他就是认同这个教会，我就是这个教会里面的一份子。
And simply speaking, they know and know that they belong and are part of this church.
所以他这些在教会成长的这些后代呢，他们其实很容易的可以被训练成。为教会工作的工人。
For all the next generation who are brought up in church, they easily can be trained into the next workers for God.
有时候你跟他讲话或者跟他沟通的时候，这个观念很容易通的。
Many times when you speak to them, this is a concept that can be easily related to.
但是有时候，如果是初出来信主的时候，很多观念其实还是要调整，因为这是一个信仰的历程当中所带来的改变。
But for some people who believe halfway, this is still a concept that you need to communicate to them with.
所以，如果我们的家庭、主内的家庭都有这些敬虔的后代的话
，So if all our families are able to produce this godly offspring,
那教会里面的工人绝对不会缺少。
That we will never be short of workers.
那所以，婚姻的第一个意义就是有敬虔的后代。
Therefore, this first purpose to having a marriage is to have godly generations.
那这个敬虔的后代是要花时间去教养他们的。
And you must dedicate time to in bringing up this godly offspring.
绝对不是把它放在电脑前面，它就会变成敬虔后代。
You don't merely place them in front of the computer.
今天在南美洲在访问的时候，看到一个现象，这个危机。
In the past week, when I visited South America, I also noticed another crisis.
因为父母亲都在忙着赚钱
，Because all the parents are busy making money.
他们很多时候就把孩子送回中国去了。
Many times they will send their children back to China.
免得在旁边哦，这样子碍手碍脚，没办法赚钱。
So that the children will not hinder them or to bother them.
那孩子送回去给祖父祖母带的时候，有一个结果。
So there's a result, a consequence when they send their children back to be taken care of by their grandparents.
绝大部分的家庭的孩子都被宠坏了。
Many majority of the kids in the family will be spoiled.
特别是这个世代的孩子跟以前不一样了。
Especially the children in this generation are very different from the before.
你在想他们这个现在孩子一出生就是有 iPad。
And we can say that the kids today when they're born,
there's
an iPad. They have iPhones.
就有很多的电脑游戏了。
They have many in computer games.
所以其实对父母亲来说也很简单了。
And therefore this is also lightens the load of the parents.
要怎么打发他们，让他们不吵？
And how can you get rid of them so they will not bother you anymore?
你就给他们一个 iPad.
All you have to do is give them an iPad.
然后上面有很多的游戏。
And there are many games on the iPad.
那个孩子就不会吵你了。
And the children will never bother you again.
他们就很安静。
And they'll be very quiet.
你可以做你想做的事。
And you can have the time to do what you want to do.
那他们就把他们的精神全部都放在那个电脑上面。
So all the children, they will place all their focus on these computers.
那最后呢？
Until
the end, 绝对不是敬虔的后代
they will never become this godly
而是顽梗悖逆的子孙
and they will become the rebellious generation.
因为这是在这个游戏当中这个资讯当中所教给孩子的观念
because these are what the teachings that these games and these technology teaches
所以婚姻要有敬虔的后代一定是做父母亲的要花时间呢
Therefore, in order to have this godly offspring from your marriage, the parents must put in time and effort.
但是有花精神精力下去，有这个职分之后，就带来了相对的福分了。
And so after the parents have put in this time and effort, equally, it will bring about blessings.
我们看到孩子成长的时候，我们会觉得很喜乐；做父母亲的会觉得很欣慰。
When we see our children grow in Christ, our hearts will be comforted and filled with joy.
但是如果一对夫妻结婚之后没有孩子。
But on the other hand, when the husband and wife marries and do not have any children,
他们一直都是看着对方而已的。
All they will do is look at and gaze at one another.
有时候当然越看越喜欢也没错了。
And it is true that they may like each other even more by looking at one another.
有时候你就会发现生活当中缺少了一项。
But later on, you may realize that there's something missing in your life.
就是没有看到一个后代 长得跟你差不多的。
That you do not see any children that or anyone that looks like you.
他带着你的形象。
And they carry your image.
但是他可能比你更好。
And perhaps they may be better than you.
在各方面可能都更敬畏神，然后真的蒙福。
And they may fear the Lord even more and be blessed in all aspects of their
lives. 如果我们看到这样的子孙，我们就做父母亲的觉得很欣慰。
If we're able to see generations or offspring like this as parents, our hearts will be comforted.
其实这个就是一种福气。
And in fact, this is a blessing.
但是如果没有后代，就没有这个福气了。
But if we have not any children, then we will not have this blessing.
那当初神造人的时候，把它放在伊甸园里面。
In the beginning, when God created man, He placed them in the Garden of Eden.
神给亚当是有工作使命的。
And God gave and trusted Adam the sense of his responsibility.
创世纪二章十五节，神说把它放在伊甸园里面，他说要他修理看守。
Yeah, so in Genesis chapter 2 verse 15, God placed Adam in the Garden of Eden and to work and to take care of it.
那所以现在神给他造了一个帮助者来帮助他，就是要让他一起来工作了。
Now God has created a helper for him so they may work together.
所以婚姻的第三个意义。
So the third purpose to marriage.
就是夫妻两个人可以同得生命之恩，可以同得工作的果效。
And so that this husband and wife may obtain this grace and this the fruit of their labor together.
一起工作，那个成果可以一起分享。
And they may share the fruit of their labor together.
你看，我们说分享的那个滋味是美的。
And this is why we say that taste of sharing is sweet.
那如果忧伤，如果有人分享，那个忧伤就减半了。
And when people share their sorrow with you, then your sorrow.
所以夫妻就是同甘共苦。
Will be lessened. So either the husband and wife they suffer and toil together.
不管遇到什么事情，你如果想到你旁边有一个人可以帮助你。
Regardless of what they may face, they will always remember there is a helper by them.
跟你站在同一个阵线上，共同去面对。
You,
那你就觉得很安心。
By that you will be comforted.
绝对不会慌张。
You will never panic.
这个叫做有帮助者。
And this is what it means to have a helper.
所以婚姻有三个重要的意义。
Therefore, there are three important meanings, purposes to a marriage.
要让我们得帮助。
So that we may receive help.
要让我们能够生养敬虔的后代。
So that we may reproduce a godly offspring.
要让我们同得工作的果效，让我们的生活更有意义。
That we may obtain this fruit of labor together, that our life may be even more meaningful.
那婚姻有一个很重要的基础。
And there is yet a very important foundation to marriage.
就是神的爱。
And that is the love of God.
今天在神的范围真理之外，其实很多时候人类的爱是很肤浅的。
And today, outside the boundary of the love of God, many times the love of men is very shallow.
真正婚姻可以持久，一定跟神有关系。
And the only way to sustain or make your marriage long-lasting has to do with God.
因为神的爱是无私的爱啊。
And because God's love is unconditional.
我们在主里面，我们都知道神是什么。
Within God, we know what God is.
神的本质是什么？
We know the essence, true essence of God.
我们说神是个灵。
We know God is a spirit.
但是神也是爱。
But God is also love.
那这个不管是灵或者是爱，其实都是很抽象的。
Whether it is love or spirit, they are all something very abstract.
你看灵，我们肉眼看不到。
We can say a spirit, we cannot see with our physical eyes.
那有时候夫妻之间，你说有爱你也看不到，你没有拿出一个证据说你这样就是爱啊。
Sometimes when we speak of this love between a husband and wife, we can't say unless you do something, and we cannot see it.
但是这个爱有时候是一种感受。
But many times this love is merely a feeling.
圣经里面有定义什么叫做爱嘛？
The Bible has defined what love is.
哥林多前书第十三章里面定义什么是爱的真谛啊。
First Corinthians chapter 13 defines what love is.
如果各位都前世所讲这个爱，我们都能够去明白以后。
If we're able to have full understanding of the love spoke of in 1 Corinthians,
那么这个婚姻就会很基础很稳固。
And then we will have a very firm foundation in our marriage.
各位都前书十三章，我们先看。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 13.
第四节。
Verse 4.
各位都前书十三章第四节。
1 Corinthians chapter 13 verse 4.
爱是恒久忍耐，又有恩慈。
Love is patient. Love is kind.
然后接下去，爱是不怎么样，就有很多项了。
And also says love does not do this and that.
不嫉妒，不自夸，不张狂。
Does not envy, boast, or be proud.
不做害羞的事。
It is not rude.
不求自己的益处。
Not self-seeking.
不轻易发怒。
And not easily angered.
不计算人的恶。
Does not keep records of wrong.
不喜欢不义。
Does not delight in evil.
这个都是婚姻当中这个以爱为基础里面不去做的事了。
These are the things you refrain to do with having love as the foundation of your marriage.
然后 爱有也有积极的一部分，爱要怎么样？
And there's also proactive aspect to love. This is what love would do.
爱，他说一定是要有忍耐。
He says it.
恒久忍耐。
It's long suffering.
是有恩慈的。
And is with grace.
第七节说要会包容。
Seven says he'll always protect.
会凡事相信。
Always trusts.
会凡事盼望。
And always hopes.
凡事忍耐。
Always perseveres.
然后最后是爱永不止息。
And lastly, love never fails.
那所以你看。今天、啊、这个爱的表现，如果我们看主耶稣基督的榜样，它是完全的在这里面呈现出来了。
With these portrayals of love, by looking at Lord Jesus Christ, have fully manifested all these essence of love.
主耶稣基督就是这个完美的品格。
And Lord Jesus Christ is this divine being nature.
很多时候，这个婚姻当中，如果把这些爱的道理都把它实行出来以后啊。
Oftentimes, if we're able to exercise all these true teachings of love in our marriage,
这个婚姻其实是非常的蒙福的。
We can say this marriage is a blessed one.
但反过来，有很多婚姻失败的例子。
But on the contrary, there are many examples of failed marriages.
其实都是因为缺少这种爱所带来的改变。
It's also because of this failure to bring about this transformation of love.
没有这种神从神来的爱。
Without this love from God.
有时候。男女之间的爱会褪色的。
Many times this love between a man and a wife will,
会变质的。
Will fade away or even transform.
那真实的婚姻的爱情，实际上是因为有主耶稣基督的爱所带来的一种人与人之间感情的提升。
And but this true love within a marriage is brought about by the love of God, and they will elevate the spirit of a man.
你看。在主耶稣基督的爱里面有两个很重要的特色。
Looking at the love of Christ, there are two special characteristics.
第一个就是他会懂得牺牲呢。
First is that it knows how to sacrifice.
第二个就是懂得顺服。
First is submission.
你看，
Second is submission.
主耶稣基督为教会、为人、罪人呢、哦、流血，他牺牲他自己。
We can see how Lord Jesus Christ sacrificed himself and shed blood for the sake of the church, for the sake of mankind.
那主耶稣他当时候牺牲的时候，他那个对象那些人都是罪人呢。
And the time when Lord Jesus sacrificed his life, he sacrificed his life for sinners.
其实都是不可爱的人。
And they were not very lovely people.
但是主耶稣就是为这些罪人都死了。
But still, Lord Jesus still sacrificed for them.
所以主耶稣的爱里面有一个牺牲的很重要的元素在里面。
Therefore, there's a very important key to the love of Lord Jesus, and that is the sacrificial love.
那第二个就是顺服。
And second is submission.
主耶稣基督他顺服天父的旨意。
Lord Jesus Christ submitted to the will of the Heavenly Father.
他顺服到死。
He submitted to the point of death.
明明知道前面的路很苦。
He knew clearly that the way ahead of him is a bitter one.
但是他还是为了，因为这是天父的旨意啊，所以他就这样走上去了。
However, in order to complete the will of the Heavenly Father, he treaded on.
所以牺牲跟顺服这两项就在婚姻里面扮演一个很重要的角色。
Therefore, sacrifice and
顺服
and submission plays an important role in marriage.
那如果能够做出这两点，也能够真的明白这两个重点的意义啊。
And if you are truly able to carry these out and understand their meaning,
那这个婚姻会很稳固。
And you will have a very firm marriage.
那这个真的爱也才能够一直持续下去。
And the true love can be preserved.
你看，有时候男女双方之间的真爱啊，在婚前是很难看出来的。
And many times we can say this true love between a man and a woman is hard to tell before their marriage.
很多时候，我们夫妻是真的是什么样的人，通常是婚姻之后。生活一段时间才慢慢看出来的。
Oftentimes, you can only understand how your husband or how your wife is after you are married.
有时候婚姻人走入婚姻的时候，才会恍然大悟，说：“哦，原来这个人怎么是这个样子。”
Only after people have entered into marriage, then will they realize this is how my husband or how my wife truly is.
所以有时候会有一个很大的惊奇的，就是说：“哇，之前呢，不知道眼睛被什么。”蒙蔽的，怎么没有看到这个人就是这样子
？And this is why they may go into shock once they're married to find out how come I was so blind to see that they're like this before marriage.
因为这个是有时候人跟人相处，一定是要一段时间之后才真的看出来这个人真正的个性是什么。
And this is why we say you need to get along or live with that person for a period of time to be able to tell their true self.
所以其实有时候，如果从这一点看来，我们青年在交往的时候一定要很慎重。
Yeah, so by this, when the youth are engaged in a relationship, they must be aware.
要看出什么是真正的重点。
They must be able to know what the truth is.
有时候外表是会骗人的。
And sometimes the looks can be deceiving.
这个是我们可以了解的。
Yeah, this is something we may understand.
有的时候 话也是会骗人的。
Sometimes words are also deceiving.
所以有些人很会讲花言巧语。
And this is why some people like to say sweet things.
有些人真的就是被花言巧语骗了。
And many people will be deceived by those sweet words.
但等到被骗了之后，已经太慢了。
But it will be already too late once they're deceived.
那所以其实，在我们在辅导青年的婚姻的时候。当他们在交往的时候，很重要就是要能够坦诚的沟通。
Therefore, one of the important things we teach when we are counseling the newlywed youths or the people who are in relationship,
一定要在沟通当中不害怕的去表达自己的弱点，自己到底是有什么缺点在。
And one of the things is that they must not be afraid to speak about their shortcomings or their weaknesses.
我们如果会愿意去沟通，说我到底有什么弱点，我是一个怎么样的人呢？其实婚后之后就减少很多不必要的惊奇。
If we're willing to open up about our shortcomings or weaknesses before the marriage and after marriage, there will not be any shocks.
但是反过来的会，真的会，因为有这爱，然后互相的包容，互相的帮助，成为真正的帮助者。
On the contrary, because you have that love, you will be willing to help one another.
那这样子呢？在一起生活当中，一定会减少很多的摩擦。
And by that, you will reduce many of the conflicts after you're married.
因为你会发现说，我本来就告诉你，我就是这样的。
And you may realize that I have already told you this is how I am.
但是之后就是要怎么改变，可能改变成为更好啊。
And what they need to do after marriage is ask how they can work together to help each other.
所以在婚姻当中不会说我被骗了。
And so in the marriage, after marriage, you will not say I was lied to.
绝对不会，绝对说啊，我跟这个人相处，真的我得到。神所为我预备最好的帮助者。
And you'll be able to say that after I marry this person, indeed God has granted me the best helper.
那所以这个叫做真实的爱啊。
This is what we call the true love.
那有时候我们会想，在婚姻当中呢，这个真实的爱啊，一定要像主耶稣一样有这个牺牲的精神。
Many times we may think to ourselves, in this marriage, in this love, we must have that sacrificial spirit of our Lord Jesus.
真正的爱是不问对方会回报我什么，我就愿意为他付出了。
And true love is one that we will not ask what our other spouse will repay us, rather we will give at the cost.
主耶稣在爱我们的时候，他有没有先问我们说，我现在就为你死了，你会不会来爱我？
In the time when our Lord Jesus loved us, did he ever ask us, now I'm about to die for you, what will you do for me in return?
他没有先问我们说愿不愿意来回报他的爱呢？
He never asked us first whether or not we're willing to repay his love.
他是在我们还做罪人还不可爱的时候，他就先爱我们，没有条件的为我们付出一切。
And it was in the time when we're still sinners, when we're still unlovely, that he first loved us without any questions.
那这样子你看，今天我们很多人被主耶稣这个主动牺牲的爱感动了。
And today many of us have been moved by this love of Christ.
那就反过来，真的很爱我们的主耶稣基督了。
And in return, we truly will love our Jesus Christ deeply.
那我们现在把这个精神应用到我们的婚姻里面去的时候
，Today when we apply the spirit into our marriage,
你看夫妻之间如果互相真的有这种为对方牺牲的这种精神跟真正的爱在里面以后
，When they have this true love and this true sacrificial love between a husband and wife，
我们为对方付出的时候，绝对不会要求对方要回报我什么。
And whenever we give to our spouse, we never ask for something in return。
但是最后被服侍的就是。我们接受那一方一定会感受到这个爱真的是有分量 有价值的。
But as a result, those who have received or was being served, they will truly feel that this love is true.
然后我们反过来真的也会用同样心去回报去爱他。
And in return, when we have felt this love, we too will want to use this love to love them back.
所以夫妻之间如果能够有这样的互相对待
，They're very able to love one another in such a manner.
那这个爱会越来越成熟，而且越来越多。
And this love will become even more mature and increase.
所以夫妻之间的那个婚姻久了以后，会觉得说你真的很需要对方。
And therefore, after people have been married for a long time, they may realize that they truly need each other.
因为这个时候，你已经不会想要去要求对方一定要回报你什么了。
Because during that time, you no longer will ask your other spouse to give you or to give you anything.
但是我们每一方所付出的，对方一定可以感受到。
But everything that we give to them, they will surely be able to feel it.
然后最后这个就真的进到无私的爱。
And until the end, this is you have entered into this love of servitude.
有了主耶稣基督这种无私的爱的精神，这个婚姻必然是蒙福。
And once you have the sacrificial unconditional love of Lord Jesus Christ, your marriage will surely be blessed.
而且一定是非常稳固。
And you will be firmly established.
这个就是要有基督的爱为基础。才会有一个幸福的婚姻。
You can only have a blessed family if you have the love of Christ as the foundation of your marriage.
那如果我们了解基督、主耶稣基督所设立的这个 婚姻的道理以后
，Today after we have understand this message is true behind establishment of
marriage， 我们一定要常常自我提醒，我们要尊重神所设立的婚姻。
We must constantly remind ourselves to respect and honor this marriage。
希伯来书第十三章，请看第四节。
Let's turn to Hebrews chapter 13, verse 4。
希伯来书十三章第四节。
Hebrews chapter 13, verse 4。
我们要尊重婚姻。
We must honor marriage。
婚姻人人都当尊重，床也不可污秽，因为苟合行淫的人，神必要审判。
Marriage should be honored by all. All the marriage bed should be kept pure, for God will judge adultery and all the sexual immoral.
所谓的尊重婚姻呢
？What does mean by honoring marriage？
就是要尊重神所设立婚姻的原则。
That you must honor the principle of marriage.
这里说苟合行淫的人，神要审判。
Here says God will judge adultery and all the sexual immoral.
也就是说，这个。不可以说我跟某某人同居，我不跟他结婚。
And that is to say, you cannot live with a person and not marry that person.
因为这个苟合行淫其实就指的在婚姻之外的一个性行为。
And so, you know, adultery and sexual immorality means an sexual immorality outside of marriage.
因为你看神创造亚当的时候
，So we can see when God first created Adam.
神之后给他造了个配偶帮助他。
God later created helper for him.
然后之后祝福他们能够有生养敬虔的后代。
And later God blessed them so they may have a godly offspring.
这就是神设立婚姻的次序。
And that is the order in which God has established marriage.
然后神在这个原则底下给他们福气。
Under this principle, God had blessed them.
所以婚姻要尊重，包括婚前的时候就要这个观念。
Therefore, marriage should be honored even prior to marriage.
那神所定的这个婚姻原理是一夫一妻啊。
And therefore, the marriage established by God was based on one man and one wife.
所以你看，亚当之后为他从那肋旁造一个夏娃。
Therefore, after Adam, Eve was created from his rib.
你看，其实你说拿一根肋骨造一个女人嘛，哈。
And you can think about this, taking a rib and creating a woman out of it.
其实神可以造很多个啊。
In fact, God could have created many other women, but he did not.
神就造一个夏娃。
He merely created one Eve.
所以为什么今天说婚姻里面是一夫一妻
？Therefore, why today we say in marriage there's only one woman, one husband.
而且婚姻一定是男女的结合了。
And marriage must be a unity of a man and a woman.
绝对不可能是一个两个男人说我结婚呢。
You cannot have two men and say they're married.
或是两个女人说我结婚呢
？Or to have two women join as one.
这都不是圣经里面婚姻 的道理。
And those are not the teachings of marriage recorded in Bible.
那在这个一夫一妻的原则底下，现在就有一个要选择哪一个对象的问题了。
Under the principle of having one woman, one man, then there comes the questions of how to choose your spouse.
刚才小丽所提到的，有一些家庭啊，那个姐妹去嫁了一个没有信的先生呢。
In the beginning, I mentioned to you some of the families, a sister have married unbelievers.
有一个姐妹她跟我说
，One of the sisters shared with me.
她什么方法都用过了
she had tried all methods,
想要改变她的先生
she wanted and tried to change her husband,
完全没有帮助没有作用
but it was of no use at all.
甚至她苦到想要去自杀
and she was so suffering, so she suffered to the point that she wanted to commit suicide,
因为她每一天都在受苦
because she was suffering every single day.
但是她基于敬畏神的观念她也不敢了
But because she feared God, she knew it was forbidden.
那最后怎么办
？So what did she do at the end?
只有每天靠祷告过日子。
All she could do was rely on prayer.
求主耶稣真的有一天为她开路。
Ask God to truly open up a way for her one day.
那当然，她现在很苦。
And even until now, she's still suffering.
但是之前其实她自己选择去嫁的。
But before, this was a choice she made to marry.
因为她从小在教会长大。
And even though she grew up in church,
她竟然选择去嫁一个没有信主的人。
In the end, she chose to marry an unbeliever.
而且对方还是抽烟喝酒赌博什么都有的。
And it was also a person who smoked, who drinks and gambled.
为什么
？Why was that?
因为她落入迷惑，她就没有想清楚要选择相同信仰的对象来结婚。
Because she was deceived, she never thought that she needed to marry a person of same faith.
啊，最后呢，她受苦了。
So until the end, she suffered.
我们现在看到她受苦的时候，也只能够帮助她。
Today, when we see her suffering, we can only try to help her.
因为圣经主耶稣曾经说了一句话。
Because Lord Jesus Christ once said this.
我们现在看马可福音第十章。
Let's turn to the Book of Mark, chapter 10.
马可福音第十章。
Book of Mark, chapter 10.
看第六节。
Let's read verse 6.
马可十章六节
Mark chapter 10 verse 6
但从起初创造的时候神造人是造男造女第七节
verse 7
因此人要离开父母与妻子联合二人成为一体第八节
verse 8
既然如此夫妻不再是两个人乃是一体的了第九节
verse 9
所以神配合的人不可分开这里提到 神所配合的人不可分开了。
So here it says, what God has joined together, let men not separate.
所以我们基督徒要尊重婚姻，就是一定要小心这个离婚的问题。
As a Christian, we must honor marriage and be careful of this question, of this problem of divorce.
在如果我们真的尊重婚姻呢
？If we truly honor marriage,
绝对不会提到离婚的这个话题。
We will never speak or bring about this topic of divorce.
既然是神所配合的，这个婚姻在婚姻是神设立的，其实也是神所看重的。
Since this marriage was established by God and two were joined together by God, then this marriage is honored.
所以有什么事情一定要靠着神解决。
So any difficulty they face, they must rely on God to resolve together.
在主里面，在我们教会里面的婚姻呢，当然我们所有的劝导里面都不主张要离婚。
And we know in all the marriages in our church in God, we do not propose any divorce.
当然，教会里面有一些原则。
But there are also principles.
圣经里面也有一些指导说，在什么情况下可以离婚。
There are also guidances in the Bible that where it tells us under what kind of situation may two get divorced.
但是那个是后面已经不得已的时候了。
But those are the last choices that they have.
但如果在婚姻当中一开始的时候就有一个很清楚的概念。
However, in the very beginning of the marriage, if you have this clear understanding,
婚姻是不可以用离婚来结束的。
And that marriage is you cannot end a marriage with divorce.
婚姻在什么情况下会结束呢
？And under what kind of circumstance may a marriage come to an end?
就是配偶离世。
And that is time when your spouse may have passed away.
所以哥林多前书第7章才会说，如果配偶离世的，那么这个人就脱离这个婚姻的约束了。
Therefore, in 1 Corinthians chapter 7 says, when your spouse has passed away, the other party they have been free from this marriage.
所以只有死能够让这个婚姻离开。
Therefore, only death can end a marriage.
那所以呢，今天我们主内的家庭一定要很小心的去对待这件事情。
Therefore, all the families in the church must be very careful in dealing with this matter.
主耶稣所说的话一定要记住。
We must remember all that the Lord has said.
我们如果靠着主能够解决婚姻上的一些冲突或者是口角的话，
if we're able to rely on God and resolve all the problems, conflicts in our marriage,
绝对不会想要去离婚的。
Never will we even think about divorce.
如果敬畏神，也不会这样做了。
And we will never do this if we fear God.
所以小弟所提到这个姐妹，她很痛苦啊。
Even though, so the sister I mentioned to you, though she is in great suffering,
她甚至都想要去自杀。
She even wanted to commit suicide.
但是感谢主，她都从来没有想到说要离婚呢。
But we thank the Lord that she never thought about divorcing.
她觉得说这个不可以，因为这是神所看重的婚姻。
And she felt that this was not right, for this is a marriage that was honored by God.
所以她现在靠主耶稣基督啊。
And so she could only rely on Lord Jesus.
不住的祷告。
And to pray on.
祈求有一天主耶稣能改变她的先生。
So that one day perhaps God will change his husband.
那所以这个就是其实就是在尊重神的婚姻底下，她所要为她所做的选择付出代价的过程。
So this is the process of how one must pay for the price of the decision of a marriage under the God's principle of marriage.
但是之后神一定会为她开路的。
But after that, we know God will surely open a way for her.
后来她跟我说，她一开始的时候真的很苦。
Later on, she told me that in the beginning, she indeed was in great suffering.
后来啊，神也真的为她开路了。
In the end, God truly opened up a way for her.
她的先生已经慢慢在改变了。
And her husband is slowly transforming.
没有像以前这样子，年轻的时候真的是她说快过不下去。
He was no longer the same as when he was younger, for it was unbearable.
但是真的祷告，神就为他一步一步的开路。
Because of a prayer, God has slowly opened up a way for him.
所以他在苦的这个日子当中，从来没有想到说离婚呢。
Therefore, in times of her most suffering, she never ever thought about this divorce.
那也就是因为她这个坚持呢。
It was also because of her persistence.
所以有一个她觉得欣慰的事情。
And there was nothing that brought comfort to her.
就是她的一个孩子呢，真的，因为坚持在这个婚姻当中，她的孩子呢，成长得很正常，而且在教会里面很热心。
And it's because she persisted in her marriage and never let go. And this is why her children, one of her child was able to grow up very healthy in the church.
那所以这个就是她尊重婚姻之后所带来神给她的恩典。
And this is one of the grace and blessing God brought up to her when she had honored her marriage.
所以今天在婚姻当中，我们弟兄姐妹大家一起来学习。
Therefore, today in Christ, let us learn from this.
我们还未婚的青年们。
For all the youth who are not yet married.
我们一定要明白 神设立婚姻这个意义。
We must understand the purpose meaning behind God's establishment of marriage.
要我们谨慎的走入婚姻，要选择我们所要结婚的对象。
And God wants us to be watchful in order to enter into this marriage.
那我们已经结婚的弟兄姐妹们
，For those who are already married,
我们在主耶稣的祝福底下，让我们在婚姻当中一起成长。
Under the blessing of God, allow us to grow together in Christ.
让夫妻能够真的得到帮助，在凡事上都能够一起在这个信仰上。越来越坚定，越来越明白神的旨意。
So that both the husband and wife may receive this mutual help, so they may grow in Christ and understand the will of God even more.
那只要我们婚姻越来越稳固啊
，As long as we have a firmer marriage,
最后我们一定明白这个极大的奥秘。
Until the very end, we will be able to understand this great mystery.
最后我们来看以弗所书第五章。
Let's turn to the book of Ephesians chapter 5.
以弗所书第五章。
Ephesians chapter
5. 第三十一节。
Verse 31.
以弗所书五章三十一节
Ephesians chapter 5 verse 31
为这个缘故人要离开父母与妻子联合二人成为一体
And for this reason man will leave his father and mother and be united to his wife and the two will become one flesh
三十二节说这是极大的奥秘但我是指着基督和教会说的
32 this is a profound mystery but I am talking about Christ and the church
在神所祝福的婚姻里面我们最后一定会明白主耶稣基督跟教会这个救恩的奥秘是怎么来的
In the marriage blessed by God until the very end we will be able to understand how this mystery between Christ and the church come about
我们一定越来越对我们所信的主耶稣基督越来越感谢而且真的会愿意为他付出、啊、
And we surely have ever more thanksgiving toward this Christ to our Lord Jesus Christ
因为他真的已经无条件的爱我们了。
Because he has already loved us, he has first loved us unconditionally.
那我们去回报他，去敬重他是理所当然的。
And it's only right for us to repay him to love him back.
所以第三十三节
，verse 33，
然而你们个人都当爱妻子，如同爱自己一样，妻子也当敬重她的丈夫。
However, each one of you also must love his wife as he loved himself, and the wife must respect her husband.
其实这个就在讲。主耶稣基督怎么爱我们的一个概念
And this is speaking about the relationship of how our God loves us.
我们本来就是属耶稣的
And we originally belong to Christ.
我们从他而出
And we came from him.
那我们是因着他的流血我们才有的了
It is because of shedding of blood that we came to be.
他这么爱我们了
For he has loved us so much.
他爱我们其实就像爱他自己一样啊。
He had loved us just as he loved himself.
所以那个你看在第二十七节那里说、啊、
Therefore in 27 it says
主耶稣基督用水借着道把教会洗净了成为圣洁然后说可以献给自己了
And to present to herself as a radiant church
就是其实就是主耶稣他借着爱我们让我们跟他完全合一
So Lord Jesus through loving us we have united with him
那我们今天也当这样子像如果能够感受到主耶稣这个爱我们一定会很敬重他
Today in the same way when we have experienced such a love from him we will surely honor him
那个妻子她说也当这样敬重她的丈夫
Speaking for the wife they too must respect her husband
我们今天是基督的新妇
Today we are the new bride
她是我们的丈夫
of God and he is our husband
我们跟她本来就是一体的
and we are one with him
那她这么爱我们我们就是当然要敬重她
and he have loved us such so we must honor him
我们一定会去顺服她
and by that we must submit
所以主所说的我们就去做
so all that God has said we must do
那么在这个世上我们就真的一无所缺
And we will have no shorts or lackings while living in this world.
随时主就在我们旁边帮助我们。
God is with us, helping us at all times.
我们在他里面，他在我们里面。
We are in him and he is in us.
愿主耶稣祝福我们。
May our God bless us.
我们来唱诗。
Let's sing him together.
378首。
Let's sing him 378. In our prayer, let's pray for one another.
那也特别为我们这些青年祷告。
Let's also pray especially for the youth.
很多青年。他们在面对婚姻 的时候
and many of the youth, when they're facing their marriage,
真的需要有神的感动神的智慧
and they need the wisdom and the movement of God
也如果敬畏神的心呢
if they have a God-fearing heart
他们真的能够、在婚姻上蒙福
and they will truly be blessed in their marriage
那这样子我们主内的家庭就会都是稳固的
and by that all the families in our church may be firmly established
同样的我们都共享婚姻所带来的每一个家庭的喜乐。
In the same manner, we may enjoy this group of peace and blessing brought about by families.
对我们来说，其实就是一种很大的 安慰、啊、
And speaking for us, this is a great comfort.
所以我们祷告当中彼此代祷。
So in our prayer, let us pray for one another.
教会的各项圣工，我们在祷告当中求主来带领。
And let us remember all the holy work in our prayers.
我们明天有中文的福音茶会，我们为这件事情来祷告。
Tomorrow we will have a Chinese Gospel Tea Fellowship, and let us pray specially for the event.
求主感动这些属他的人，能够到他面前来聆听他的信息。
We ask God to move those who belong to Him, so they may come before Him to listen to His words.
我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray in one accord.
我们等一下唱的诗歌副歌就是378首。
We'll be singing the refrain for 378.
Hallelujah! 奉主耶稣圣名祷告。
Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Hallelujah!